Hey, welcome to the Learning Little Lessons podcast, where my goal is to inspire, encourage, and equip you and remind you that you're not the only one. My name is Trudy Shar, and today I have a special treat for you. Every Sister Share, we do something called Storytime with Bia, and it's a collaboration of different people, and I give them questions, and then Bia asks them the questions and moderates it. So what we did this year was we had six different people from six different stages of life experiencing different things, and we talked about their part in the church right now and some of their blessings and some of their negatives, and it was just a really special time. So today I have one of those six episodes. Enjoy.
I'm Shayna Ramsire. I moved here in 2017 for college and lived with my sister and brother-in-law and went to school for occupational therapy. And then I didn't know we were sharing about our faith, so I'm going to try. I had gone to two different churches, Grace Church in Worcester in the morning at 9 a.m., which got me to Smithville perfectly on time at 10:15. I did this for a while, just trying to decide where God wanted me. And I really loved the community, the support, and the love at Smithville, and ultimately God led me there. I was baptized in high school and then went through the testimony and baptism here at Smithville in 2018. And then I married Chad Ramsire in 2020. So we've been married for 3.5 years. And during the school year, I work as an occupational therapy assistant. I see students age preschool through high school. And then during the summer, I work as a barista. And Chad and I just bought our first house, so I guess that's where we're at right now.
Okay, Shayna, you can start with some struggles that your stage or season has.
I was kind of thinking about this. I was thinking there's a lot of, I think, subcategories in the, I'll be talking about young marriage, so there's a lot of subcategories in that. So I kind of listed out a few of them and just a little bit about each one. So like the first season of being in a young marriage would be a newlywed, obviously a huge life change, a lot to deal with. You have a new family, your husband has a new family. Sometimes you have a new church, new state to live in, get used to. Figuring out, you know, how do I live with this boy? And this is nothing like the movie said. And just like figuring out how you and your husband are going to do life together. And then kind of the next stage I thought of was you're a few years in, you have a career, you are just kind of focusing on that. You're juggling a career, your house, your husband. You're maybe watching friends transition out of this season and wondering, like, are we still going to stay connected? And then I feel like there is a lot of pressure for someone in this stage who maybe isn't ready to start a family. I think society and people in general put a lot of pressure on, when are you going to start having a family? Well, maybe there are some people out there who aren't ready for that. Maybe they don't want that. And I think this stage can be forgotten about a lot. Like, you can view someone in this stage as, well, they're just smooth sailing, nothing huge is happening, so we're going to forget to, like, let them know we're praying for them. There's new parents, obviously another huge life change. There's a fear or reality of disconnecting with your husband. And obviously I don't know about that, but I've talked with friends. The fears, anxieties, and pressure of taking care of and raising your baby, and then just relearning who you are as a person. And then since I'm the one speaking, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about my current stage, which would be like just intentionally looking to start a family in that stage. Um, And I guess probably like whenever I moved up here, I lived with my sister, and she was probably around this stage while I was living with her. And I just remember her sharing stories about maybe her and her friends, what they were going through, what they were dealing with. And since she told me, like, I, you know, went through college, through all that, and through marriage, I would always go back to that and think, like, God, I am not ready for that pain. I'm not ready to watch one of my best friends struggle with infertility, or to watch any of my friends go through a miscarriage, or just the struggle of not knowing when they'll start a family. So now, like, we're here, we're watching this all happen, and there's nothing that you can do to stop it. And I think that's one of the hardest parts. There's no, like, okay, do this, and it'll all be okay. It's almost like a complete lack of control. And I can plan all I want, but in reality, I have no control over my future. And that should be comforting, because I know God has my future. But for me, I'm like, okay, what am I going to be doing in 9 months, God? Am I going to be giving birth, or am I going to be going back to work? Like, what is going to be happening? So I've been really focusing on living each day for what it is. And today I'm doing this because this is what the stage I'm in right now. It doesn't matter what's going to be happening in the future. And I think there's a huge battle for me, specifically just learning to refrain from jealousy or discontentment or comparison, because it can be so easy to slip into that, and it comes full force at you, and it, you have to stop it in its tracks, and Satan can't force that on us or let us take us down that path. And so something that I've kind of been doing is focusing on the success, like celebrating the success of others and everything I've watched my friends accomplish, which I just wrote down a few things. Starting new jobs, moving to a new community, and just watching them thrive. Finding their person and standing by their side at their wedding. Some have shared the news of their pregnancy or welcomed a new baby. Buying a house, devoting their days to the youth through either teaching or coaching, taking on roles at church, and most importantly, I've just watched a lot of my friends coming together, focusing on their marriage and how it can glorify God, regardless if we're in different seasons or stages.
Very good. Okay, what about some freedoms or blessings that you have?
So my first line is going to be kind of cheesy.
All right.
But I do get to live with my best friend.
That's good.
He loves shopping, and I counted yesterday. He does have less shoes than I do, but it's very close. And one of our favorite things to do is, like on Saturdays, we have nothing to do. We go to Cleveland, we shop, we spend the whole day. It's just a lot of fun. Traveling is so easy right now. My sister just moved to Florida, and we've been there multiple times. Just if we have a free weekend, we just get up and go. It doesn't matter what's going on. We just take off work and go. We've been to Cancun a few times. Weekend trips to see friends or family. I feel like we can be very selfish with our time and our energy right now, and that's been a lot of fun. We've been trying to take advantage of, like, just the freedom we have in that. We both have, obviously, new families, which has been awesome. One of our favorite parts of the week is Thursday night dinners at his parents. It kind of started, we just, I don't know, kept inviting ourselves out, or I don't know. That was always the day that worked best for both of us, and it got to the point where now if one of us is unavailable, we text the other one, hey, we can't make it tonight. And obviously, I have three new sisters, which have been a huge support to me, 12 new nieces and nephews, and then his family, cousins, lots of his cousins have wives now that I couldn't live without, and I'm just super thankful for that. And then one of my favorite parts is what I call our weekly meetings. which is something I probably would have dreamed about when I was single, and it didn't happen until this past July, so it's like been a dream come true. We meet once a week, and we just go over our goals from last week, and we make new goals to accomplish for the week ahead.
Very good. So share a story of how God's using the church family in your life.
I would say the church family has been like an actual family to me. Even when I moved, I did have my sister, but I had people just stepping up, inviting me to their house, including me in their family, being a mother figure, a sister or grandmother to me, and that has just been amazing, and I'm so grateful for that. And then lately, I just feel like people have been approaching us, like sharing love and maybe their pain, their encouragement, people that I don't talk to weekly, monthly, or sometimes ever, and it just shows how our church family, like when God tells them to do something, they're going to do it, and I just so thankful that they weren't afraid to come and speak to us or share encouragement.
Okay, and then you can finish with my calling here is.
I've been praying about this one specifically a lot. I wasn't really sure what to say, but I feel like God's telling me my calling is just to be available. I feel like our community in our church is very passionate and very on fire for Christ, and I don't know what all we're doing or where we're going, but I'm here to be part of it, and I'm excited for whatever God does in our church.
Very good. Thank you.